Well, the president is here later on today because he wants to talk about affordability. And there's a new poll from the Detroit News and WDIV that says 64% of respondents said their household costs have gone up in the past year. And 82.5% of those individuals pointed to food and groceries. I can't talk today. Richard Zuba is the founder of the Lansing-based Glengariff Group. Hello, Richard.
Hey, good morning.
Groceries. It's again on the agenda here. It costs a lot for people to go grocery shopping, and that could affect polling numbers.
Well, it sure could. You know, and you mentioned the 64% saying their household goods have increased, and 82% of those people said it was food and groceries. But we asked specifically about groceries and food prices, and 80% of Michiganders overall said their food prices had gone up in the last year, and 63% of them said it's gone up a lot. So this is really the epicenter of concern voters have right now of what they're paying more for.
I know, Richard, you noted that the president is currently making the same mistake that Joe Biden did in 24, telling voters that they're wrong about prices. Why is it so tempting for administrations to call these concerns a hoax rather than really, you know, acknowledging the pain?
Well, that's a really good question, and I wish I had an answer for it. But I, you know, what I said was nobody wins by telling the voters they're wrong. And Joe Biden 2 years ago did his darndest to try and convince voters the economy was fine, and the numbers we were seeing at the time where the voters were saying inflation is through the roof. And, you know, we see something similar happening now where it's being called a hoax, everything's fine. Well, guess what? Voters absolutely have a problem with food prices. And I want to point out one number in particular, and that is how independent voters view this. Because in Michigan, independents make all the decisions. 85% of independent voters say their food prices have gone up in the past year, with 67% of them saying it's gone up a lot. Those are the people who are going to make the decisions and swing elections in the next year.
How do these numbers compare with, say, maybe one of your final polls before the election? Because Donald Trump did have an edge over former President Joe Biden in the handling of the economy, where people thought he was going to take this. How do those numbers compare to what you're seeing now?
Well, Joe Biden's numbers in 2024 on the economy were actually much worse than what we're seeing with Donald Trump's numbers. But the difference was Democratic voters in 2024 had turned on Joe Biden. What we're seeing this year is these Republican voters absolutely are still with Donald Trump. But it's the independent and Democratic voters who really have turned on Donald Trump on the economy. And, you know, as I keep saying it, I keep harping on it, but it's that middle, the 18% of voters who are hardcore independents, who really make all the decisions here. Republicans go with the Republican candidate, Democrats go with the Democratic candidate, and that 18% in the middle, how they feel is essential because you have to win them over.
And per your poll, the survey finding that it's Trump's economic policies that they blame for these prices.
Well, we asked the question, has Donald Trump's economic policies made the economy weaker, stronger, or have they had no impact? 48% of voters said it's made the economy weaker. 38% said stronger, and 10% said no impact. So right off the bat, you're looking at, you know, President Trump's policies underwater by 10 points with Michigan voters. And, you know, we have to pay attention to that as we look to the November election, because it's going to have ramifications. Now, there's plenty of time yet to change those perceptions. There's plenty of time to, you know, have an argument, to present a plan to the voters that they become confident with. But that's not where they're at right now.
Richard, the president is going to be at a Ford factory today. He's going to be touting tariffs. But your poll shows that most voters give him a D or an F on the economy. Are the tariffs being viewed as a shield for Michigan jobs or just another tax on Michigan consumers?
You know, we do all the polling for the Detroit Regional Chamber. and they've done extensive public polling on tariffs. And what we found over the course of this last year, starting when the tariffs went into effect, is Michigan voters overwhelmingly, whether they support the tariffs or not, think tariffs raise costs. They are the ones paying for those costs. It's not even close. Even Donald Trump's supporters said tariffs will raise costs. And so there is a feeling amongst Michigan voters that that is contributing to the increases in costs of what they're paying. And, you know, there's a split with Republicans still supporting tariffs, but Democrats and independents really do not. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing that coalition form on these economic questions with Democrats and those key independent voters.
It's all about the economy. Richard Szuba with the poll talking with us this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There was this Wall Street Journal podcast with a Livonia manufacturer, Chuck Dardis of Alpha USA, and he talked about tariffs. And he said he paid $1 million on tariffs on nuts imported from Taiwan and that it kept him from spending on capital expansion. So that's the real life experience of one person in our state.
800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. What's your perspective on the economy? What's your perspective on the bills that you're paying? Are you paying too much still? And do you think that not enough has been done? Because I think there are people that feel that way. I think there are Trump supporters even feel like not enough has been done. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there are still a huge faction of his base is with him, like Richard Szuba said. Mm-hmm. They're not going anywhere. And they're willing, I think, in some instances, to wait a little longer for that economic relief to kick in to finally go, yeah, see, his policies were the right way to go. But it does take time. These politicians talk about, I'm going to do this on day one, and I'm going to do this. And it's just not real. It's not reality.
Yeah,
it's fantasy.
Yeah, because you don't know what's really going on until you get in there. You just don't know.
Well, also, there are a lot of factors. If he could flip a switch and make groceries cheaper, he
sure
would.
Yeah.
But there are many, many factors when it comes to all of this. And it's, you know, there's a level of how much you're paying at the grocery store, and then who do you blame for how much you're paying? Like, I think about it every single time I go to the grocery store. I had, like, four bags, and it was, like, $200.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it wasn't even, like, meat or
right
alcohol.
Right.
It was, like, staples.
Right.
Milk.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm just trying the hardest.
Yeah.
Just out here grinding.
That's
yeah
it.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move on here on JR Morning. And we are going to talk to someone within the administration on the plans for the president and what he might talk about today in Michigan.